带领我们，让我们有机会在这边一起学习道理。
Thanks the guidance of the Lord that we can all gather in here to learn His words.
啊，主耶稣的恩典呢、啊，是带给我们属灵的平安呐、啊，在主里面能够得享安息。
God's grace bring us His peace in within Him.
所以这种属灵的平安很重要。
It is very important to receive the spiritual peace.
啊，所以保罗讲到说啊，我们都主耶稣的拣选啊，能够跟神和好。站在神所赐给我们的丰盛恩典当中。
Apostle Paul said that because of his grace, we can all be reconciled with God, and we can live in his abundant grace.
所以让我们可以欢欢喜喜地享受主恩。
In all things, we can enjoy his abundant grace joyfully.
那就是在患难当中也是一样欢欢喜喜的。
Even in times of tribulation,We can still live joyfully.
因为有神的爱借着圣灵啊浇灌在我们的心里面。
Because we have God's love through the Holy Spirit pouring inside of us.
啊，不只是我们在主的恩典当中啊享受属灵的平安。
Not only we can enjoy the spiritual peace within Christ.
我们在服侍神的当中啊也是要有平安喜乐的感觉。
In terms of serving God, we should also serve Him with a sense of peace and joy.
假如说我们做圣工啊，做到很厌烦。
If we feel so annoyed, to participate in holy work.
啊，或者是对很多的事情我们感到很不满。
Or in various things in the church that we feel uncomfortable, or we complain and grumble.
啊，或者是一边工作一边抱怨，可能就要调整我们。服事的脚步
and perhaps if we participate in holy work at the same time complain about the participated work then we might need to readjust our attitude
因为往往我们服事的心态已经不正确了
because when this happened we might have a wrong attitude in serving God
所以我们应当啊有一种平稳安静的心啊那个安静当中来服事神
we must be able to serve GodWith a calm and still heart.
那在我们心中啊，一方面服侍神，一方面才有喜乐。
So that through our servitude, we can enjoy it in the spiritual peace.
啊，如果说我们在服侍当中啊，很多抱怨啊，我们就失掉平安。
That if we cannot stop complaining when we serve God, then we would not have this tranquil peace.
啊，这样的服侍啊，对我们没有帮助。
If we serve in this way, it would not benefit us in any way.
我们来看回到出埃及记十二章
Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章
Exodus chapter 12.
我们谈到这个逾越节的开始
Now we talk about the beginning of the Passover.
啊，就是以色列民要出埃及的时候
This happened before Israelites exiled from the land of Egypt.
神要降最后一个灾殃惩罚埃及人
Now the Lord was about to send down the last plague to punish the Egyptian.
那神却把以色列人跟埃及人把他们分别出来
And at this time, God separated the Israel from the Egyptian.
所以神叫他们要在正月十号啊，要取一只羔羊。
Therefore, on the 10th day of the first month, God asked them to get a lamb.
到正月十四号黄昏的时候，把羔羊杀了。
On the 14th day of the first month, they should have killed the lamb.
然后把羊血抹在门框和门楣上面。
Then they need to smear the blood of the lamb over the door frame. And
那一天晚上啊，他们要在家里啊吃羔羊肉，吃无酵饼和苦菜。
And on that night, they have to eat the meat of the lamb.Also unleavened bread along with the bitter herb.
啊，半夜的时候啊，埃及的长子都被杀。
In the middle of the night, all the firstborn in Egypt were slaughtered.
因为有血的记号，以色列人都保全生命。
And because they have the sign of the blood, therefore the firstborn of the Israelites were spared.
啊，所以半夜啊，法老王把摩西、亚伦找来。
In the middle of the night, Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron.
说你们赶快去啊，离开这个地方。 照你们所愿的祭拜你们的神吧。
And the Pharaoh rushed them leave the land of Egypt and said, Go and worship your God whichever the way you want.
埃及人把各样的金银都拿出来说拜托你们走了，你们再不走我们埃及人可都要死光了。
And the Egyptian took all their gold and silver articles and vessels give to the Israelites and begged them to leave.
所以那一天叫做逾越节。
That's the night of Passover.
因为有羊血的记号，所以天使要击杀埃及人的时候，看到血的记号就越过去了。
And because the house of Israel, they have the mark of the blood, therefore the angel will pass over the house.
当然我们知道这是预表耶稣基督是赎罪的羔羊。
As we know, the blood is symbolized that Jesus Christ is the sacrificing lamb.
那这个羔羊是十号的时候就先准备好。
The lamb was prepared on the 10th day of the first month.
他到了14号黄昏的时候才把他杀掉。
And it was killed, and the lamb to be killed on the 14th day of the first month.
那我们知道说神的救恩也是事先预备好。
As we know, the plan of salvation was prepared prior.
从创世纪一章里面说神在创造世界以前就为我们人类预备救恩。创世以弗所书一章。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 1, it says that the plan of salvation was prepared before the creation of the world.
所以主耶稣的救恩不是因为人犯罪以后临时神想到的一个补救措施。
That the plan of salvation is not a contingency plan that only occurred after man sinned against God.
还没有创造世界以前神已经有一个计划了。
But before the creation of the universe, there was a plan bestowed for mankind's salvation.
然后按照一步一步的按照计划来实现。
And the salvation was fulfilled according to its content step by step.
因为有这个血的记号所以这个家庭里面的人就能够得到保全生命。
And because they have the sight of the blood, therefore those who are under the same roof, their life were spared.
所以预表耶稣基督替我们流血。
To symbolize how Jesus Christ shed his blood for us.
所以我们靠着耶稣的宝血才能够得保全生命。
That through his blood, our life is spared.
所以在希伯来书里面讲到说如果不借着血罪没有办法得赦免。
In the book of Hebrew, it says that without blood, nothing can be, our sin cannot be forgiven.
虽然旧约时代杀牛杀羊在流血献祭。
In the Old Testament, they offered cattle and lamb, to make offering.
但是这都是一种预表，耶稣才是真正赎罪的羔羊。
But all the sacrifices and offerings are prefigurations. Jesus Christ is the realization of the sacrifice.
以色列人要在那个有羊血记号的那个房子里面，不可出去了，要在那个房子里面，才不会杀掉生命。
And the Israelites must be under the roof with the blood of the lamb, so that they would not be killed.
所以对今天来讲也是要有主耶稣赦罪保血的神的教会里面才能够得保存生命。
In today's token that we must be under the church with God's protection.
当时他们在取羔羊的时候原则上是一个家庭一只。
That when they try to pick the lamb, they pick one lamb per family.
那时候有的家庭人太少了吃不了一只羔羊就大家一起几个家庭就一起。
But if the household is too small for a lamb, then a few families will gather together.
这里告诉我们神的恩典是给我们但是我们不要浪费。
And this tells us that although we have received God's grace abundantly, but we should not be wasteful.
因为他们羔羊肉当天晚上都要吃完。
Because on that very night, they have to consume the entire lamb.
不可以留到第二天，说连一个蹄都不留下来。
That they cannot leave any meat until the next early morning.
他们在出这个羔羊肉
，when they eat the flesh of the lamb，
还有出无酵饼
，and they have to eat the unleavened bread，
还有出苦菜。
In addition, they also need to eat the bitter herb.
这个羔羊的预表耶稣基督的。身体的哈
，that the lamb prefigurate the body of Jesus Christ。
像我们今天在领圣餐的时候，灵恩会领圣餐的时候也是 享受主耶稣的身体，主耶稣的宝血。
Today, in, during our spiritual convocation, when we partake the Holy Communion, we are partaking the flesh, the body of Christ.
啊，这个苦菜啊，是代表为主主。为我们受苦啊，我们也要有立志为主受苦的心志。
And as for the bitter herb, it simplifies that how Jesus Christ suffered for us, so we must make the determination to suffer for him.
我们再看十二章的十一节。
Chapter 12, Exodus chapter 12, verse 11.
十二章十一节。
Exodus chapter 12, verse 11.
说你们吃羔羊羔，当腰间束带。脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃，因为这是神的逾越节。因为他们那一天呢、啊，就要离开埃及地。
On that night, they were to leave the land of Egypt.
所以他们虽然在埃及所逾越节，但是他们是盼望到迦南地去。
Although they kept the Passover in the land of Egypt, but in their heart, they hope to go to the land of Canaan.
衣服都要穿好，还要束上带。
So that they have to tuck their cloak into their belt.
要鞋子穿好，手中还要拿杖。
And they have to put their sandals on their feet and hold their staff.
因为准备随时都要离开埃及，往迦南地去。
So that they can be ready to leave the land of Egypt and enter into Canaan anytime.
他说我们今天在所属灵的逾越节啊，所圣餐的时候也是一样。
Today, as we are keeping the spiritual holy communion, we should have the same spirit.
我们要警醒预备，用真理束腰啊，谦卑束腰。
We should also be prepared, gird our belt with the truth.
用神的道理来装备我们自己。
We should be equipped with the words of God.
啊，脚要把平安的福音啊，当作鞋穿上。
And we should wear the sandal of the gospel.
所以说有主的恩典穿在我们身上。
So that we can have the grace of the Lord abide with us.
无论到哪里啊，都带着主的恩平安的福音。
Wherever we travel, we bring along the gospel of peace with us.
啊，当然你要把平安的福音啊，随着我们的脚步带到各地方去。
And wherever we travel, we should bring along this gospel.
啊、另外还要手中拿杖
，and also we shall hold the staff, the rod in our hand、
啊。就是要有属灵的权柄，还、啊、要来走天国的道路。
Which means that we must have the spiritual power in this journey to heaven、
哦。这是当时他们在所逾越节的前行。
And this is the way that the Israelites held the Passover。
另外说这个羔羊肉哈。
And here says,
要用火烤，不可以用水煮，也不可以生吃。
But here says the lamb must be roasted. You cannot boil with water or eat it raw.
啊，这是预表耶稣基督啊，啊为我们受苦啊，经过熬炼。
It prefigurates how Jesus Christ suffered for our sake.
他说没有受割礼的人啊，不可以吃逾越节的。羔羊肉
and for the uncircumcised, they are not allowed to eat the flesh of the lamb.
但是外族人啊，他们如果啊受了割礼啊，十三章的四十三节里面讲，外族人如果受了割礼啊，啊他们就可以吃。
But in chapter 13, for the Gentiles who receive circumcision, they can eat of the lamb.
啊，这预表神的救恩也要临到外邦人。
This is telling us that God's salvation shall come upon all nations.
当然我们知道这个割礼是预表洗礼。
As we know that circumcision prefigurates water baptism.
原来外邦人是跟主的救恩没有份的。
Originally, the Gentile takes no part in God's salvation.
在神所应许的旧约上是局外人。
That they are foreigners in all the covenants that God made with the Israelites.
但是借着耶稣的救恩啊，让我们外邦人有资格。能够进到神的面前。
But because the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, now as a foreigner, as a Gentile, we have part with God's salvation.
因为我们借着洗礼就归入耶稣基督里面。
Through water baptism, we come under His name.
成为亚伯拉罕的祖孙，属灵的以色列人。
We become the spiritual Israelites, the descendants of Abraham.
我们再看民数记第九章。
Numbers chapter 9.
民数记第九章是他们出埃及以后啊，经过了一年。他们第二年所逾越节。
Numbers chapter 9 is the second time that they kept the Passover one year after they left the land of Egypt.
民数记第九章。
Numbers chapter 9.
从第三节以下讲到他们在正月十四号要所逾越节。
Numbers chapter 9, verse 3 and onward talks about how they kept the Passover.
但是特别提到说，如果不守逾越节的，要从民中剪除。
And in here says, for those who refuse to keep Passover, shall be, in verse 13, they shall be cut off from the congregation.
九章十三节。
Chapter 9, verse 13.
那洁净而不行路的人，若推除不守逾越节，那人要从民中剪除，因为他在神在所定的日期不献主的供物，应当担当他的罪。好，所以我们不能够故意啊，或者是无缘无故不守这个圣餐的，这会输掉神的恩典。
Therefore, we should not intentionally refuse to partake the Holy Communion or refuse to take without any proper reason.
因为你不守逾越节啊，就跟神的拯救无关啊，无法享受神恩。
Because if we do not take any part in the Holy Communion, then we will have no part in His salvation.
所以我们也不可以随便推辞啊，不守圣餐。
Therefore, we should not refuse to partake Holy Communion without any proper reason.
但是有的人呢、啊，因为沾染到不洁净的东西。
But in here says there are people who happen to touch some unclean items.
啊，或者是他们行远路啦，刚好逾越节的时候他们不在。
Or they travel a far distance and they were not around during the Passover.
所以他们说啊，我们是想守逾越节的，但是我们啊，因为不洁净啦，因为我们走远路啦，我们没有办法守，要怎么办呢？
Therefore, there were people say to Moses that we were either ceremonial unclean or we were traveling that we have failed to keep the Passover.
摩西说：“你们等一等啊，我向神问一下。”
Then Moses said, "Why don't you wait a while? Let me inquire this with God."
啊，所以他就去祷告神啦、啊，然后神就指示他。
Then he went and prayed to God. Then God's instruction come upon him.
看九章第九节
，Chapter 9. Verse 9,
九章第九节，神对摩西说，第十节
，Verse 9 and 10,
你小谕以色列人说，你们那你们后代中啊，若有人因为属师而不洁净，或在远方行路，还要向主守逾越节。十一节
，Verse 11,
他们要在二月十四日黄昏的时候。所逾越节要用无酵饼和苦菜和逾越节的羊羔同吃、哦、然后你逾越节本来是正月十四号啊。
The date of the Passover is the 14 days of the first month.
啊，但是那一天啊，因故没有办法守。
But for those who have failed to keep the Passover due to certain reason.
所以神就指示说，在第二个月啊，二月的十四号。啊，黄昏的时候不守逾越节。
That God had instructed them that at the 14th day of the second month they can make up for the Passover.
所以这个逾越节啊，一定要守啊， they, 不可以不守。
That they are required to keep the Passover.
啊，从这个逾越节的历史啊，实际上以色列民呢、啊，后来进到迦南地以后啊，因为他们刚好旷野四十年，进到迦南地以后。啊，又守一次的逾越节。
That from the example of the Israelites, after travel in the wilderness for another 40 years, they held another Passover after they entered the land of Canaan.
因为他们在旷野当中啊行路，所以没有行割礼。
That because they were traveling in the wilderness, therefore no one received circumcision.
啊，一族进到这个迦南地来以后
，only wait until they entered the land of Canaan.
所以他们在那边行割礼，然后守逾越节。
That they perform circumcision and cap the Passover.
啊，在开始啊啊，攻占整个迦南地。
And after that, they start besieging the cities in the land of Canaan.
这是在耶稣雅记的第五章。
That was recorded in the book of Joshua, chapter 5.
啊，那以色列立国了以后，他们有时候守，但是常常都没有守逾越节，
after,
所以失掉神的祝福。
After they established the Israeli kingdom, they kept the Passover randomly. That's why they lost the blessing.
一直到西西家王的时代
，until the time of King Hezekiah.
啊，因为西西家知道说啊，应当百姓的信仰要复兴。
King Hezekiah knew that he must try to revive the faith of Israelites.
所以他叫利未人祭司要先洁净自己。
Therefore, he commanded the Levites and priests to clean themselves.
然后鼓励全民守逾节，享受在主里面的欢乐。
And after that, he encouraged the entire nation to keep the Passover and and enjoy the festival in the Lord.
我们看历代注下的三十章。
Second Chronicles chapter 30.
历代注下三十章
Second Chronicle chapter 30
三十章的第一节
Second Chronicle chapter 30 verse 1
三十章第一节西家差遣人去见以色列和犹大众人又写信给以法莲和马拿西人叫他们到耶路撒冷神的殿向主以色列的神所逾节第二节
Verse 2
因为王和众首领并耶路撒冷全会众已经商议要在二月内所逾节第三节
Verse 3
正月间啊他们不能够守因为祝节的祭司啊不够使用啊百姓也没有聚集在耶路撒冷所以第四节
Verse 4.
王案全会众都以这事为美所以定了命令传遍以色列从但到别是巴而他们都来在耶路撒冷要 向神所逾节、哦、因为照所写的例、啊、所设节的不多了也就已经很久没有所这个逾节了
It means that it has been a long while before they kept the Passover.
啊、我们看回来 看到那个历代志下的三十章
Let's continue to read 2 Chronicles chapter 30
二十节
Verse 20
三十章二十节
2 Chronicles chapter 30 verse 20
神垂听了西家的祷告就饶恕百姓二十一节
Verse 21
在耶路撒冷的以色列人、啊、大大喜乐所除孝节七日利未人和祭司用响亮的乐器、啊、入入颂赞神、哦啊、接下来我来看二十五节
Verse 25
犹大全会众祭司利未人并那从以色列地来的会众和聚集的人以及犹大聚集的百姓尽都喜乐二十六节
Verse 26
那这样在耶路撒冷大有喜乐自从以色列王大卫的儿子所罗门的时代在耶路撒冷啊没有这样的喜乐二十七节
Verse 27
那个时候祭司利未人起来为百姓祝福他们的声音啊蒙神垂听他们的祷告达到天上的圣所、哦、说从所罗门王以后啊他们常常都不守这个逾节所以失掉了欢乐
Since the time of King Solomon the Israelites have failed to keep the Passover therefore they have lost the blessing and joy
到西西家做王的时候才鼓励他们、重新守逾节
Until the time of King Hezekiah the king once again encouraged them to keep the Passover
因为在神的面前喜乐、就是、这个欢呼的声音、达到天上的圣所所以神垂听悦纳祝福给他们
that their voice of joy has reached all the way to the heavenly throne in the presence of the Lord
所以三十一章就讲到神怎么大大祝福给他们
start from chapter 31 is after the Passover how did God bless them
说他们不但是吃得饱足、而且剩下的很多
not only they can all be filled and they have a lot ofleftover
因为神祝福给他的百姓所以才会这样的丰盛
and because they have received such abundance because God has blessed them greatly
所以要得神的恩、就是要守神的命令
therefore for us to receive God's blessing we must keep his commandments
我们看回来第二个节气利未记二十三章
let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 23
利未记的二十三章
Leviticus chapter 23
第六节
Verse 6
到第八节
Verse 6 to verse 8
二十三章第六节 说这个月的十五日是向主所的无酵节，你们要吃无酵饼七日。第七 verse 7, 第一日当有盛会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。第八节
verse 8，
要将普祭献给主七日，第七日是盛会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。从这个逾越节啊，就是正月十四号的黄昏开始啊。
The Passover begins at the twilight of the 14th day of the first month.
啊，就是也是进到了这个无酵节。
At the same time, it is also the beginning of the festival of unleavened bread.
所以无酵节是正月十五号一直到二十一号。
The feast of unleavened bread begins on 15th all the way to 21st.
啊，其实是从正月十四号的黄昏呢、啊，太阳下山就开始了。
In actuality, it begins, it starts at twilight of the 14th.
所以除酵节这一天呢、啊，但是这个逾越节是一天了、啊，除酵节是连续一个礼拜。
That Passover lasts for one day. The feast of unleavened bread lasts for 7 days.
而在七天当中啊，都不可以吃有效的东西。
And in the 7 days, they cannot eat anything containing yeast.
啊，所有有效的东西啊，要从家中啊完全把它除干净、啊、
，and you have to
把它带走。
And you have to remove all the yeast from home.
啊，包括住的地方、四围的地方啊。啊，这个都要清干净，都不能够有效。
You have to clean your house and the surrounding area to make sure that there are no yeast in the area.
啊，在第一天呐、啊，还有最后一天，第七天呐、啊，啊，都不可以做工啊，要守圣会。
And the first day, also the seventh day, you must hold sacred assemblies, and you cannot do any work.
那、啊、这个除酵节就预表我们得到神的救恩以后啊，啊就是要一生过着一种除酵的生活。
The feast of unleavened bread symbolized that after we receive God's grace, we must keep a holy life from the beginning to the end.
从历史来讲啊，因为他们那一天出埃及的时候啊，那些面啊根本没有时间把它发起来，所以半夜就带着那个面就走了。
That also on the night of Passover, before they left the land of Egypt, because they left in a haste, they do not have any time to ferment the flour.
所以这个无酵节也是在纪念他们出埃及的一些历史。
Therefore, the Feast of Unleavened Bread is also in remembrance of their history.
啊，属灵的意义啊，就是叫我们让我们知道说神救赎我们的目的，就让我们成为成圣。没有瑕疵的。
And in terms of the spiritual significances, is to teach us that after God saves us, we shall be purified and be holy without any blemish.
啊，因为要我们成为圣洁的神的子民。
So we shall become the holy nation of the Lord.
啊，这是神救赎我们的目的。
Because this is the reason that God saves us.
所以罗马书里面说啊，我们受洗归入耶稣基督以后啊，罪就不能够在我们身上做王了。
In the book of Romans said that after we receive baptism and come under the name of the Lord, sin shall no longer control our life.
所以我们要把我们身体当作义的器具献给神。
That our body shall serve as the righteous instrument and offer to God.
所以我们虽然带着肉体，但是我们有圣灵帮助。
Although we still have this physical body, but we have the help of the Holy Spirit.
所以如果你再继续顺从肉体呀、啊，放纵情欲，最后的结果就是死。
If you continue to submit to the lust and the physical desire, then what awaits for you is death.
如果我们能够靠着圣灵啊，驻足肉体的情欲啊。我们就能够得到生命跟平安。
But if we can rely on the Holy Spirit to put the physical, to remove all the lusts and desires, then we will receive life.
所以我们信主以后啊，要一生过着圣洁的生活，得神祝福。
After we believe in Jesus Christ, we must live in a holy life.
啊，这个第一天、第七天呢、啊，都要有圣会。
The first day and the seventh day, they must hold sacred assembly.
啊，都是安息日啊，不可以做工。
Which is the Sabbath that they cannot do any work.
啊，神救赎我们的目的啊，就是让我们进到安息啊，让我们 过一个没有忧虑的生活。
Because the reason God saved us is so that we can receive rest to live in a life without much worry.
但是我们要没有忧虑的生活，就是要先除酵。
But in order to live in a peaceful life, we must first remove the leaven in our life.
所以神的道理你遵守，主的平安福气就临到你。
If you keep God's commandments, then God's grace will come upon you.
我们就能够享受主里面的安息。
Then we shall receive the peaceful life in Christ.
所以我们要做一个没有瑕疵的神的儿女。
We must be the children of light without any blemish.
那当然这个没有效的东西啊，吃起来比较没有味道，不是那么好吃。
And of course, any food without leaven, it might not taste as good.
他说我们在属灵的生活当中也是一样。不要放纵啊，能够啊，不以世上的那个快乐啊为满足了。
Therefore, to live in a spiritual life, we must not indulge ourselves in the pleasure of the world.
我们看罗马书十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
罗马书十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
十四节。
Verse 14.
我们先看十二节到十四节。
Let's read verse 12 to verse 14.
罗马书十三章十二节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 12 to verse 14.
若黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就要脱去暗昧的行为，戴上光明的兵器。
Verse 13.
十三节。行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼。不可方宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒。十四节
，verse 14，
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。好，所以我们不要贪爱世界上的一些享乐啊，最终之乐。
Therefore, we shall not indulge ourselves in the sinful pleasure of the world.
好，我们。也不要像以色列人啊，在旷野当中啊，一直想要回到埃及，说在肉鸽旁啊，天天有那个茴香、芹菜什么好处的东西。
And we shall not learn from the Israelites who try to go back to the land of Egypt and so that they can eat the spice and next to the pot of meat.
所以我们所应当追求的是属灵的快乐啊。属灵的喜乐不是世界上的一些最终之乐。
That we shall pursue after the spiritual joyfulness instead of the sinful pleasure.
我们再看下一个。
The next festival.
他们在这个无酵节的时候，天天都要献火祭。
And during the feast of unleavened bread,Every day they must make an offering by fire.
啊，就是表示说啊，每天都要知道自己的软弱亏欠，啊，能够靠神的帮助，靠神的恩啊，来补足我们的缺乏。
Which means that every day we must examine ourselves and understand our weaknesses, so that we can change our life with God's help.
啊，来亲近神，得到神的帮助。
So that we can draw near to God and be satisfied in Christ.
我们看第三个节期。
The third feast.
利未记二十三章第九节。
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 9.
利未记二十三章第九节。
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 9.
神对摩西说，十节。
Verse 10.
你小谕以色列人说：“你们到了我赐给你们的地，收割庄稼的时候，要将出手的庄稼一捆带到祭司，带给祭司。”十一节
，verse 11，
他要把这一捆在神的面前摇一摇，使你们得蒙悦纳。祭司要在安息日的次日把这捆摇一摇。十二节
，verse 12，
啊将。这捆的摇这捆的日子，你们要把一岁没有残疾的公绵羊羔献给神为燔祭。十三节
，verse 13，
铜线的数据就是调油的细面，依法十分之二，作为馨香的火祭献给神。铜线的奠祭啊， 要求一心四分之一，第十二节
Verse 14，
无论是饼是烘的主令是新岁子，你们都不可吃，只等到把你们献给神的供物带来的那一天才可以吃。这在你们一切的住处啊，作为世世代代永远的定例。这在正月十六号啊，就要所出蛇节
啊，On the 16th day of the first month, they have to keep the feast of the first fruit.
因为那个时候啊，他们就开始收割大麦。
Because at that time, they start harvest barley.
他说啊，这个谷物收成了以后啊，先把一个禾捆带到祭司那里。
And after the harvest, they have to take a sheaf of harvest to the priest.
那祭司要先把这个祭物啊，把这个禾捆呢、啊，献给神。
And the Lord, then the priest must present the offering to the Lord.
啊，然后他们所收成的东西啊，才可以吃。
Only after that they can eat from their harvest.
所以收成了以后啊，还没有献给神以前，啊，你虽然已经收成了很多东西，还不可以吃。
That before they present the offering to God, they are not allowed to eat from their harvest.
啊，所以这叫做献出手的物。
This is what we mean by offer the first fruit.
那这表述说啊，我们能够有好的收成，都是出于神的恩典祝福。
It is to show their gratitude that they are able to receive the harvest because God's blessing.
因为神是万福的源头。
For God is the source of all blessing.
因为他可以让五谷菜蔬啊能够生长，让我们能够得到丰富。
Because God allowed all the crops to grow so that we can receive abundant harvest.
所以当我们领受神的福祝福以后啊，我们第一件事情就是晓得要向神感恩。
Therefore, upon our harvest, the first thing we must do is to offer our thanksgiving.
啊，让我们把它奉献给神以后，我们才可以享受我们从神来的这些啊赏赐。
And only after we offered our portion to God, that then we can enjoy God's grace.
啊，所以凡事要把神啊当作所谓以神为第一啊。
That God should be the priority in our life.
我们这父母亲的
，as the parents，
有时候我们的儿女呀、啊，他们知道父母亲的辛苦啊，那给你一点的啊报酬啊，有时候你父母亲就觉得非常满意。
That sometimes our children understand how much we have labored, so when they show a little bit gratitude, we will be greatly moved.
啊，有一个弟兄啊，啊，爸爸给他一些钱。
There was a brother whose father gave him some money.
啊，他看到说啊，爸爸都开一只比较旧的车子，比较普通的车子。
And then this brother realized that his father drive an old car.
然后他就去买了一部好车子给爸爸。
Therefore, he went and purchased a new vehicle for his father.
啊，其实那些钱呢，也是爸爸给他的。
Even though he used his father's money.To buy this car.
哇，这个爸爸就哇到处跟人家讲哦，你看我的儿子多么孝顺了、啊、哦，他买车子给我。
But then this father was so happy that he go and tell everyone and ask everyone to look at his new car that his son bought it for him.
啊，所以儿女想到父母亲了、啊，父母亲就很喜乐。
That if the children show some gratitude to the parents will be so happy.
啊，所以就更加的爱他。
That the parents will love the children even more.
啊，同样我们也是这样。
Likewise, we should do the same.
如果我们想到神的恩典
，if we remember God's grace,
啊，你因为爱爱神，神给你更多更大的福气。
If we show some love to God, that God will love us even more.
啊，所以圣经里面讲到亚伯拉罕
啊。The Bible mentioned about Abraham.
因为他一百岁啊，神才给他以撒。
At age of 100, God gave him Isaac.
啊，可能啊，以撒越长越大。
As Isaac grew.
啊，亚伯拉罕因为这个是一百岁才生的，太宝贝了。
But Abraham got Isaac at the age of 100. It's his most precious. His most precious son.
啊，所以可能整个精神啊都放在以撒身上。
Perhaps Abraham spent all his energy on Isaac.
啊，所以神就要试验看亚伯拉罕爱神有多少。
Therefore, God want to find out how much Abraham loved God.
说你把你最宝贵唯一的儿子以撒 献轮完祭给我。
So God said to Abraham, offer your son, your only son Isaac, as the burnt offering.
亚伯拉罕就带着以撒走三天的路到摩利亚山。
And Abraham took his son Isaac, walked 3 days to the mountain of Moriah.
啊，把祭坛都摆好了，把以撒绑起来，就要把他献给神了。
Then he prepared the altar, he tied Isaac and ready to burn him as a burnt offering.
神说啊，你现在住手，我已经看到你的内心了。
At that time, God revealed and said to Abraham, stop, don't do anything.
我知道你没有留下一件最宝贵的东西不给我。
Now I know you did not keep anything away from me.
所以神就发誓啊。
Then God swear.
因为神没有比他更大的，所以主得自己发誓。
Because no one is greater than God, so God made an oath on His name.
说如果论福气，我要数大福给你。
In terms of blessing, I shall bless you abundantly.
论祖孙，我要让你的祖孙一直多起来。
For descendants, your descendants will be multiplied.
所以亚伯拉罕能够。得到神的大福啊。
Abraham was able to receive the great blessing from God.
因为他对神啊是毫无保留的爱。
Because he did not reserve anything away from God.
哎，事实上啊，他奉献给神呢，也是神赐给他的。
But he understood everything he owns was given by God.
啊，既然这是神给我的，现在神要啊，毫无条件就是给神。
Since I got everything from God, now God wants some back. I shall return unconditionally.
啊，所以这个初十节啊。
The feast of the first fruit.
让我们知道，我们享受神恩呐、啊。我们第一个想到的就是报答神的恩。
In this feast, it reminds us that we have enjoyed so much blessing from God. So when we have something, we must think of Him first.
哦，知道我们很多弟兄姐妹啊。
There are many brothers and sisters among us.
年轻的弟兄姐妹啊，他们参加神学训练班，听来一些道理回去。
There are some younger brothers and sisters attend NYTS and they listen some sermons and went home.
啊，他们。学校毕业开始工作
，and after they graduate from school and begins their first job，
有的拿到第一个月的薪水，他就奉献给神
，and some of them they offer their first paycheck to God。
啊，这个真的是很宝贵的一种奉献，出手之物献给神
，and it is very precious in God's eyes because that is the first fruit。
啊，所以这个可以让我们学习、哦、
And this is something that we can learn from.
啊，这个初熟者又预表耶稣是复活出手的果子。
And the feast of the first fruit also prefigurate that Jesus Christ is the first seed of resurrection.
因为主耶稣是在正月十四号黄昏的时候，逾越节的羔羊被杀。
Jesus Christ was the lamb of the sacrificial lamb that was killed on the 14th day of the first month.
在第三天呢、啊，啊，复活。
On the third day, he resurrected.
所以成为复活出手的果子。
That he became the first fruit that resurrected.
所以耶稣说他就是那一粒麦子。
Jesus Christ said that he is the grain of wheat.
因为这一粒麦子死掉了。啊、所以后来会结出很多的主力来。
And because this grain was buried and died, so it bare hundredfold.
啊，一般的教主啊，世人呐、啊，啊，死掉就没有了。
The leader of the religions in this world, or the common people in this world, when they died, everything is gone.
那耶稣就是生命的主，所以他可以为我们把生命舍掉。
But Jesus Christ is the Lord of life, so he can't give up his life for us.
他可以把生命重新拾回来。
But he can once again take back his life.
啊，所以他既然复活了。
Since he resurrected,
他成为出手的果子。
He becomes the first fruit of resurrection.
我们相信他的人啊，我们也要像他一样啊，他能够从死里复活。
Therefore, for those who believe in him shall be like him, that we shall resurrect one day.
所以，将来我们复活以后，就要跟主耶稣那个荣耀的灵体啊相似。
On the day when we resurrect, we shall have the same spiritual form as that of Jesus Christ.
啊，这是初熟者的意义。
That's the meaning of the feast of first fruit.
在献初熟者的时候，还要现在还祭。还有其他的馨香的福祭。
And when they offer the feast of first fruit, they have to offer burnt offering along with grain offering.
啊，另外一个意义也是我们信主受洗一样，我们就在灵里面跟耶稣同死同复活。
Another spiritual meaning is after we receive baptism, we bury and die with Christ, then we shall resurrect with Christ.
信主以后啊，我们就成为一个新人。
Now after we After we believe in Jesus, we become a new person.
啊，一举一动都要先生的样式。
So that we shall live as a new person.
所以在我们的生活当中啊，也要结出属灵的果子。
And we shall bear the spiritual fruits in our daily conduct.
啊，这样来献给神啊，啊，来荣耀神。
So that we can offer the spiritual fruits to glorify God's name.
啊。我们五旬节，我们明天再谈哈。
We will talk about the day of Pentecost tomorrow.
我们来唱一首诗。
We shall sing a hymn.